Sun. Down with the.
Actually, they're she, but.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How can someone identify the subtle consciousness without confusing it with brain functions or the coarse mind?
That's for Ed's. Nyindish ku ni nyik tukbu ku de de sem chawa ji yorwa ko. Tashu de de ke marwa. Dina shi che sem de chara ra jima ngu yorwa. Da nga zu yungne se sem tashu se de ko sobo, nga zu sobo yorwa. Sobo dan rel ne. Ani chik shari hachi yorwa, suk da, te ro re, jah shari hachi yorwa. Dinde memba che, tsawe shi cheba korangi se yorwa da. Di nga zu chi su na, di Now I can't do it. Now I can't do it. Chicky, your car, so such a little two minutes. Not as a bull as such two men long to the yora. Dig a shave of a dancing yora, dig a numshi yora. There's a kanga, nobody, numshi, care, never made a child of yora. They said, is a nickel. Miguta was chair. Migunation is a very, you might understand the watch at my own. Migun, you must shagger. Jemma yusar ni ma sha na ne sa gang ne de 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 ro den ge ri to gre
ore na na mi ju
si gra na ne de na sha ya ora
ore
ho de ne ji ne to ada bi na sa ra sa chu li ten chu me le ten me lu ne sa chi ora da sa chu ne to ada bi na sa ne ka na me ke da bu sa ma ju cha na gu na din ji ji su bu me ke du wa da sa ne ti na shi ya me na ka ba na gu ji na la sa ba ten de sa din de me pa do su yu sha Nyerto naglambas shiore. Nawa karbore shayore. Pale tobe sigireta ngazum na kejerati. Pale tobe se ko karbo namshine ti na yo karbo nawa kabo shayore. Male tobe thak cha ti di ayo. Nawa malhamla shayore. Nawa to cheba malambas. Nyerto naglambas ko ni nyedi be dus tobe Namshi go bet, not to know the best. Nagunjan, Nagus mother cake your mother. DJ Liata could lead it and pen draw a chever and Namshi. Namshi draw a chet, did it? Tamsay don't bow his essay. Tamsay don't bow his
essay. Oh, did lead and
draw a chever, she's in Thomas, I did it. She's in Tangone, she were a tipper doko, pata doing as she said, as she were the Nalo day or a mother. That in the bed, Luda could Namshi draw your mother. Oh, dear Yako. She's in Tamasigua. Number Nashi Tong Sansi Mado, you damage no Yomara. Oh, delish into Tire Lungs, Tire Namsigora. Then you come jangling out and drain over the eating. Don't buy you to a tea, you're along the lying or skate chicken de Mamusia Yora. But the Tasha did a cheer a couple of chisholm tramadi Yora. Then I gave out the lungs in the shine, Yanko, so good as you chicken daily. Ini nawan ramen dah tuan itu kangen syakir dulu orang. Tapi namsi di dek, namsi ragu syakir. Namp dua ramen dah cie suka tiada dek cie tuan. Am jauh cie kuaya itu tuju ko. Jadi namsi ragu mampu cie orang.
Yeah, well, there are many in general coarse and subtle types of mind, right? We can see that, for instance, when we're in deep sleep, that's a kind of subtle form of mind in deep sleep. But when we're talking about, I think the question is referring to that subtlest form of mind that at the time of death. So identifying that, then you'd have to. Then there's just at the point of death when you. I mean, we meditate on this, but at the point of death, it becomes clear when all the appearances. There's a different kinds of appearances. I don't know. Just another word for that. There are different things that appear, you know, to the mind. Those gradually disappear at the time of death in stages, and it's because our body's made up of earth, water, fire, and wind. And those wind being some kind of energy, and then then the mind that's involved with those gradually that sort of those disappear in stages gradually, and then it's said to be like a mirage in the beginning, and then after mirage is do you remember them, Diane?
Smoke,
yeah. And then it goes from mirage to smoke, then to fireflies, and then it's like a flame of a candle that without any wind, and these are all various appearances that are slowly disappearing at the time of death. And so we're talking about getting down to the most subtle form, but then there's these different lights,
luminosity.
What is that? Luminosity, then
radiance,
and then
imminence
is where it's like completely dark, right? And then that mind of clear light is actually when the mind and the body have separated up to that point. It looks like you're dead right from the outside, but on the inside, the mind hasn't quite, separated from the body yet. So at that last point, then the mind is separated from the body, and then it's just, clear light, the mind of clear light at the death, and there isn't any. You know, then you're dead. Actually, so then, then when you take birth again, and then you get a form, and then there's all sorts of rough types of mind that return. You sort of return to all these through all these different appearances of. You get your senses work again and so forth when you take on a new life. This is talking about taking on a new life or being reborn. then there are some other questions that maybe that's enough to say. you can identify it at the end there. In the refuge formula, why not Buddhas rather than Buddha? I go for refuge to Buddhas, apostrophe S. You mean plural? Is that what that means? Why not to many Buddhas?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. The Gyamjo Dundu, the Sangye La Chatsalo. Sangya nam la chatsala sigiyo marwate dede mambo la dende karede sangye dang sangye mangbo
orere
mangsi yo mare
tanga de de chidan de sangye kangge chasu do chora wo da ko tanda de sangye sangye shagye to ma de chik che che ko demba de wa du sena kyap tem ba ho sangye chom den de sung ro tanda ma so ne ti tem be che de kan ru yo ro
na
tin de sena de sangye de chos chos sangye nam le chos chos ne de de ro chom den de chom de sangye kare ne tang me che samol sene de ro
It's okay to actually to go to refuge to many Buddhas in the plural, but the reason we go for refuge to in the singular saying to the Buddha, the teaching, usually I put a the there, but the that means our historical Buddha Shakyamuni, because he teaches us refuge, and so that, and we're relying on his teaching, so then that's why we're going to refuge to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, but you could just recite if you felt imagine all the Buddhas of the 10 directions and then just take refuge in all the Buddhas, and nothing mind and consciousness then this is. It says, is mind the same as consciousness? Sem dan nam she.
Sem dan yi dan nam she. Sem che yi she nam she.
Yeah, there's synonyms, really, mind and consciousness. It's just in the Tibetan system, there's three different words for mind. Sem Yi and Namshe, and they're all just we translate them with a different terms, but they all mean the same thing: mind, or conscious. I don't know if you wanted to think
of it. You know, Sem Sutu Yi Nishil Kodu Dwa. Mig number seven, nine number seven, nine number seven, number seven, some Namshira.
No, no.
Sem Da Yi, the Namshira, in that Tizulia. Sem sida segumit wa sem sida yisida yigidi zorob shesu za tel kodu wa dwa mizu.
Yisida de...
Yigi sheba tel kodu.
Yigi sheba.
Wangbe sheba da yigi sheba siora.
But just when we're talking, just in the course of conversation, when you talk about somebody's mind, it would be like a general term for referring to somebody's mind. When you talk about consciousness, you really talk about it in the context of the sensory consciousness, right? Our different senses. And then when you talk about to come up with a different word, mentality or something, to some of these people. But then when you talk about yi, then we're really talking about the mental consciousness, which is out of the six main types of consciousness, the mental consciousness.
Oh, yeah, mm.
And yeah, kashi yungi, you know. Dude, munsum to dogba de. Because Chenni Karere, they Chenni.
Winsum to Dogba.
Winsum to Dogba. Winsum to Dogba.
Then a Miki Sheba was suit over the Nunsum to Dogyora. Nay Sheba Tato Dunsum to Dogyora. Nay Sheba Sheba Luigi Sheba to you to Dunsum to Dogyora. Savage at Dogyora. Ta Yigi Sheba Delia, Nunsum Yunute. Yiji Sheba Delia. Ti Dogma Sedra. Kunjabos Nangyor, Penangat and Narades, Laga Samlutana, Laga Shashagidua. Ti Shagri the Kumusum Mare, Namjuton de Adin, Rabos Shagri, Tunjisigua. Munet Mare. Nakadu Samutana de Samutayore. Sanichagua. Penamindo China, Congress Nation, don't you? Tandanga kadu samutana ko samlo korgere ko sindo de ye da me da ke ha ku mare ti musum du tungi yo mare to ba ke tinji su ji sira chi chi koran da bu su nye chi tōngde mēlō nā sō ngē chāra nā shī
nima
tōngde wē tē nā wā jī sō sō sēm chā wī wā rā
mō
tēndē chī wē sēm wī wā rā tī ngō sō mā rā tōkba sē tē rā, nā mā rā tōkba
So, what is the definition of direct cognition? And direct cognition, you can understand just through our sensory perceptions. We have a clear understanding of a sight or something we see or we hear, smell, taste, touch. And all those are clear understandings when through our senses. It's when we get to the mental consciousness where we're thinking about things that something becomes more becomes unclear. And for the most part, mental consciousness is mental cognition, you could say, is through the medium of a concept. Like, for instance, if I think about the place where I'm staying up in the temple, I can, you know, if something comes to mind, some kind of mental semblance, if you want to think of it that way, mental semblance. It's like the reflection of your face in the mirror, there's some kind of a semblance of your face there in front of you. So that's what the mental consciousness gets involved with. And it's not as clear because, for instance, when you think about somebody or you think about some situation, you don't have the immediacy of what the sensory consciousnesses have, so that you don't, what is coming to your mind, that semblance could be totally off, you know, and so then it's not a very clear kind of perception.
Dengye mekhi shubdi yorwa, joshua kirang paa kiri ina, nge maa tonga che. Nga ya samlu tanda, nge mekhi titele yoyo sam, dunji dagi nashin chaati yore. Sam mekhi ngune mena kodi nawa titele dowa. Dunda ngune che, tini paru nawa titele, tini sheba che sumdowa. Ngu sumdo du di paru di yomar, korang kadu dharik kasagura. Kadu lu tiri. Dunji siga tini paru sungye. Yi le shari sungye.
For instance, if I was just, you know, thinking about my glasses case and with the mental consciousness, I could, you know, remember it sitting on the table here. But in the meantime, Joshua could have taken it up to my room, and so then it's not at all accurate what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of it sitting on the table. Whereas if I saw it, I'd know it wasn't on the table or was on the table, right? And so then you have to think of that with a mental consciousness, with the idea of a concept. Concept sort of is there's some kind of an appearance that's in between the actual object and the mind perceiving it, and that's true of we call that appearance of a kind of mental semblance, and that isn't present when you have a sensory perception, when I'm just looking at the object. You know, there's nothing in between, you know, there's no appearance in between. Question about the clear. How does this one? Oh, they keep coming. The question about clear light. How does one access clear light before dying? Mashi Gongno did. Ursel Kasa. Chiwi Ursel did. Tong Tugi Rebe did Kasa nyong tugi dege. Nyong, nyong sana, nyong tugi dege. Kasa nyug samde.
Nyong sana kasa hako
tugi. Hako tugi dege.
Ina sebo ngusum jene hako tugi marwa.
Sebo ngusum.
Sebo ngusum dode she tugi marwa.
Maa,
ya. Ina tindri tindri yungri he samje ku, ya samru tane lola chaya de yora. Chidan yi ji sheba ke kom 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 na ko sebe che che ya. Musum du toye yorwa sebe sebe yorwa. Danda nganzu ke totu kumarwa.
No. We can't really access the mind of clear light before dying. We can understand it through this medium of a concept and we could meditate on it and it the quality of the mental consciousness is such that it would become clearer and clearer that you're understanding your concept would get clearer, would get sharper and sharper. But it's hard to have direct cognition, like we were talking about, of that mind of clear light. Then it... the concept of birth and death, does birth mean conventional birth or birth into samsara, a state of mind where one is under the influence of afflictions, and can this birth into samsara occur more than once in a conventional human lifetime? The concept of birth and death. Does birth mean conventional birth or birth into samsara? There's a difference, it seems to be in this question, a difference between conventional birth and birth into samsara. Does birth mean conventional birth or birth into samsara? That's a kewa sende te chitang ki kewa te bugu kewa te be te dene yang kewa shenta te kasa korwa Korala kewa, ti loka debe, ti ni chikpare,
chikpare. To pena ngaranzo, mindra jil kye sunarwa, mi chagirwa, pame kudal teni sobo chayungurwa. O di chirizan ko koala kye suri, ti nale mi regiyo na, rita regiyo na, bu regiyo na karinachi regiyo arwa. Ti resa ki ko sobo chasa ki zayashi arwa. O di nale sosu sheba de shugu yara. Di shugu suna ku kiawa langsi yara. Kiawa langsa rita. Kwa kiawa si tiri. Leda nyomombo wangin dwa rito tagi nganzi nyawa yida tundru mi la lama isi rito yara. O dinde kaya runga chili pa sheba di ti sobo ta sumi ini sobo ke yomarwa lu yomarwa shen. O di nal pa lir suna. Ni kiawa si yara. Kwa kiesu tu tiri. Ngara zi minde shi ni namshi di ame kogo nal ya. Tangbo shishibu suna, kuwa kiawa lambara, mi kiawa lambarwa. Tanda mingu nede reyo maare, shine reyarwa. Tan jikde yondale, ne puu kiyo sudo ma, nge ne tsae tsaane, tuyane shine kiyo sigirwa. Tanga zu kuwa shine ku, ina nam shishibu tsadu. Ani sobo chaya titan rawa shija ku kali kali tisu kanga reyo ngora. Nega ngu migi tonya da, shik trato ya da, ti regi yora. Tidu tangbo nam shishibu da, kiawa langsare. Kuro kiawa sune tiri, rwa ridu kangrungi ku, nam shidi tangbo tili lepsu na, kiawa langsare yora.
But there is a difference when we talk about birth, conventional birth, we seem to be talking about when the child emerges from the mother's womb, or they're different kinds of birth, of course, animals and so forth, but it seems to be that, right? That's conventional birth. But the birth in, when we're saying taking birth into the cyclic existence or samsaric existence of a human or a deity or an animal or a hungry ghost, or we have a new visitor. then we're talking about when the male and the female regenerative fluids, whatever they might be, whether it's an animal or a hungry ghost or whatever, meet together, then the consciousness comes in that same time. Say it's a human, right? Then the ovum and seed come together, ovum and semen come together, and then the consciousness enters at that time. That's called birth, okay? That's birth into, I guess we'd say conception, but that's birth. Birth into the life, the cyclic existence, or the samsara of a human. And then the body just starts to form and so forth. But that's birth. It says here something about, can birth into samsara occur more than once? The picture Drisong, that's already answered, I think, by that.
Drisong.
Yeah,
indeed, Drisong. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
The answer is no.
Huh?
Did you set your alarm?
Yeah, it would be no, yeah.
Mm.
Did you set your clock?
Yeah, I did set my clock.
This one?
Yeah, this one, Dad.
Also. Huh?
Mm.
This is your other one.
Mm.
Jamba Ningji Kari Kongwina Samutandina. Ding Edilico Chore Chudi. Did you see Samutan to Niawira?
No.
Tambutico Nagan Chibusel Kusundi Tendambera.
Mm.
Oh, Diliaco. So they said it's some money, sir.
Mm.
So they said it's some, sir. Nagan Chidurcella, sir. Kusundi Tendambas and Chick Sandia Kundas Chigiana, Tamura. Chick Tantitan. And Chivatinalia. You may was it that Chick Chive Judoso. The West Asia and members, UGC members, Shindora, Sire of Korea, and the children in Jeffrey Funa Currency Punitive.
Mm hmm.
Within this gentleman, all the time.
So then, in the when we're talking about Lam Rim, that is in generally it's divided into, you know, how to rely on the spiritual teacher, and then once you've relied on the spiritual teacher, or how to relate to the spiritual teacher is another way of translating that, and then once you discuss that, then how do you train the mind? Okay, so then in the beginning, if you're going to meditate on any of these topics, whether it's impermanence or the 12 factors of dependent arising, or emptiness, or love, or bodhicitta, the spirit of enlightenment, whatever it might be. It's in the morning when you get up, it's good to follow what we call the six aspects of preparation before you do that activity. And the first one is to clean and make neat the room in which you're going to meditate, and set up the altar with representations of Buddha's body, speech, and mind. And then, it's enough just to, you know, neaten up the area in which you're meditating, and then set up just some kind of an image of the Buddha. And then the second aspect would be to make beautiful arrangements of pure offerings, would be where you're, you don't have to, there are elaborate ways of offering, but just something that's pleasing to the senses, like something, some fruit or some foods, flowers or something like that. So this, actually, it says to set up representations of Buddha's body, speech, and mind. If you have some text, then it's good to put a text there to remind you of the teaching. And Buddha's speech, then Buddha's body, you have some image of the Buddha. And then Buddha's mind usually is represented by a stupa or memorial to Buddha's enlightenment, like in the middle of the property there, for those of you who don't know a stupa, maybe. So then, and the third aspect is to sit properly and upon a comfortable cushion, and that means that you have the if you have the ability to practice or meditation, well, then you try to sit in the five different kinds of ways to put your, to hold, to find a physical posture. That sounds strange in English. It's just five qualities of your posture at that time, and then there's but it's not necessary. You can just sit in some way that's comfortable. Just being comfortable is important, that so that you're sitting comfortably. So then you at that point in the third aspect of preparation, you're mixing, you fervently pray, I guess is another way of sort of mixing your mind even with it, is another way of translating that, with the practices of refuge and generating the spirit of enlightenment, the altruistic spirit of enlightenment. And that's what we have in that first verse that we recited this morning, that the first two lines there have to do with going for refuge, and then the final two lines are to do with generating the spirit of enlightenment. Then at the end of that third aspect of preparation, you say the four immeasurables, you recite the four, may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness, may all beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering, may all beings be inseparable from happiness and have freedom from suffering, may all beings abide in impartiality, free from the bias of hostility and attachment.
Mm. tēsū kāngā shū yu sāngu rā. Dī nā shīngi tā kyab yu māngbūchī, sāngi dē chā yu sāmbā, māngbūchī ngā dūn liyā pēp dē yu sāmbā, bā chā nā kū pēp yung yu rā. Dūn dē yu bā rā chā nā sēm lā tōs dē yu rā. Mē nā yā, kyab yu kāngā shū yu nē kū rā, tā kua shīngā rā shū yu rā. O tē dē tē liyā sāngi dē chā yu sāmbā, sāmbā shū yu sāmbā chā, bā bā chā nā dē yu rā.
And then the fourth aspect is visualizing the field of assemblies. usually at this point, if you, Kendall was saying, do you have this recitation in mind? I don't have this one, but it's from the great treatise. It's you can look it up in the great treatise where the author talks about the Buddha being in front of you, and then you have all the lamas of the lineage of of abundant, we don't say abundant deeds, of the vast deeds of love and compassion, I think, and that's on from your perspective to
behind you.
Yeah, and here it's like behind me. It's from the Buddha's perspective. It's on the Buddha's right. That would be on the Buddha's right. No, on the Buddha's left, then you have the all the lamas, and then the Buddha's right. It's starting with Maitreya, and then Asanga, and so forth. And then on the Buddha's left, then it's starting with Manjushri, and then you have Nagarjuna and then so forth, the Buddha Palita, and so you can, if you can, you picture those using your imagination. But if that seems complicated, then just it's enough to have like some kind of this is also imagination, but more with belief and where all of these beings are seated in some pure realm somewhere, you know, and so then it's enough for you just to imagine, oh, they're there in their pure realms before me, something like that. You can just do it that way too, instead of like trying to picture them in front of you, because the picture stays for a short time, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's not necessary to get the clear picture of each of these individuals in your imagination as you're trying to, that's called the field for the assembly of merit, basically. That's the way we translate it. Field just means that you're going to relate to them, okay, and then assemble merit. And so then when you're imagining them, you can just sort of think, oh, there's the Buddha, and then there's Manjushri, and then there are all the lamas of the lineage of the vast deeds of love and compassion, you know, just sort of a rough estimate, and I'm sitting before them, and I'm going to accumulate merit, you know, or you can imagine that they're, you know, like this, like before, saying that they can be in their own individual, wherever they are in these pure realms, and that you're just before them now, and you're going to accumulate merit.
No, yeah, that's on that. When it is somebody, no, because I'm just in your symbol to talk about medical, Kadu in a con doing the paper is ready or a nomination change in the comer, Kadu in a con, they do con doing the letter you are. One day show you some such anger. One day the best shoes you gong the medium, somebody's jib, two same thing. So say, yes, some of the band duty, I will show you something to some cobra. Oh, anything duly, I yell at him.
So then,
Sagjangi net you by Yanla to by Major Chavasido. So sired and Tippet Changed, you got in at Riora, Yanla to Internatile. So sired Suna Mabusaviore, Tippet Changi Mabuchan Riora, Sagjangi net you by Yanla to Bush Tinder, and then Benjas the Pura, such be Jushim better than Jalish's image. Then that's also. Yanga dimbadi karna dyan tu ne yagurwa. Nam ji peshi tene yora. Mene tambo ko cha chawa dirwa. Tadin samdu taa na shi. Tabe shingam li shungna dhan 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 shi sa su kusum kubya ko ne cha chawa yu samdi yun dhan. Sanje de chanju simba tu keba mangbo sim jengi dhan dhali ya. Jamba dhan nying ji dhan bed lui chimba tanga la soba. Sosa shiba jin na yorwa. Di yun dhu tene ngaran su suna mangbo sa tu gu yora. Gyab yu chane. Tiada kereta tu sama dengan kosong kubek kau ni caca gaya sanggulah caca. Cuma lu mampu tuh ni, susu tuh je, pe tangan macam tuh ni caca. Nanti ni tuh kat ni sama tu. Di mana susu ke? Caca macam. Ini coba piye? Coba cik cundap kari piye ni piye. Di jangan yang gua mara. Zaman ni nak ubah ko. Sisi nasi metal hidung kari ni terus apa ni tu juga. Terus ngaji le terus orang juga orang zaman ni macam tu. Kau ni mandau kau ni apa itu? Ada ni cara cuci le. Ini siapa sih? Ngaji dia kasih le. Dua jam sih nanti mungkin ni lu dah ngaji sini je sih tu. Tapi kosong kan mandi tiba kaji sah ni kau thoma mewah ni tiba kaji sah ni sendir le tu juga. ते सामान्य जेते मालिक वाले ऐसा शाबाश शिविर जबाश शिविर सम ताते वो कहाँ ये ना सग में सम याने न्यून शिविर सम सागे वो दी दी सम के दांव दो
हाँ
तो चुस शाबदा जेसु ये रा छोटू ने शुभे केवा याबु चिंगे चंबा न्यूजी चिंबा सेवा कोंगे सांजे दे चंजू सेंबा सोसे जो कंडे ये ना ते सामान्य पै
Jadi
sama kawan Jesus ye na ye sama gue ada, so mampu satu kan? Gue sih sih, ini sange pe, cuma masuk macam sange ni show dengan kita tu lah, show sungguh roci, lapjat nang roci sih show apa pun lapjat
orang.
Ini dah yang elen dia kini sama kongsi, yang elen mana dia dah dah yurun buat show ni, sembunyi dia dah naro nasi show apa pun, kurang tu kelen tu sama saja dia sama gue ada. Kawan tu sih, tamat dulu kawan sabar dekat kami sembunyi tamat dulu tu.
Then, if we, when we're thinking of the Buddhas and all these beings before us, then we have to think that they're actually alive there before us. The Buddhas are not like us; they don't have to, you know, travel from one place to the next. They're always just. If we want them, they're there, you know, they're just right there. So then you can imagine them being actually there. You have to think of them as being a living being right there before you. Then you do the once you have your field for the assembly of merit like that, then you can do what we call accumulating. Generating. I think I don't know what we say there. Maybe generating the seven branches of worship or the seven limb prayer. Some people do it some way, the different ways. That they're in they're considered the keys. The essential thing to have for purifying ourselves from sin and any kind of misdeed or wrongdoing that we've done, and accumulating merit. So they're very important. These seven factors or seven branches, we call them. Seven branches are very important to have because, well, if you use the recitation that's in the Great Treatise, for instance, that treatise is translation of the seven limb prayer there, or seven branches of worship, is the Buddha's own word. So then it's divided into these seven sections where you're first bowing down, okay? You're offering obeisance that the Buddhas have. All these, it doesn't just, not that the Buddhas, that the ones before you that you've imagined are there before you have accumulated an incredible amount of wisdom and merit, okay, for the sake of all beings. And so then for us to then revere them, then we accumulate, you know, if we imagine that we're before all of them, making obeisance, we say, or bowing down before all of them, then we accumulate an incredible amount of merit from that. And then the next one is making offerings, where the next of the seven limbs would be to make offerings, where you're offering whatever. It's not just the offerings. I hope I mentioned them previously, but then Geshe-la was saying, you know, you just put up something, some kind of food, or, you know, if you can't do the water bowls, just some kind of flowers or food. I did mention it, yeah. So I didn't forget that part. Then you, but not just those, you know, you use your imagination and imagine that there anything in the world, you're offering it to, you know, we're actually residents of this world, and we have the right to say that we can offer anything in the world, you know, because we are members of this planet, right? So we can offer everything in the world to the Buddhas and their, you know, and the Bodhisattvas and so forth, whoever we have visualized before us. And then what, then the Dikva Shakwa is the next one, right? And then you confessing of sin or misdeed, any kind of wrong you've done from beginningless time up to now. You're just declaring it before all the Buddhas and saying that you will do your best to not do any of it again. You know, just to, you know, at least to reduce whatever you're doing, or have done, but to never do it again. And then J.C. Yurong, right? And then next one is to rejoice in the virtue of, or admire the virtue of others, where you just imagine every being in existence who is doing good. And rejoice in that good, or just feel really, you know, admire what they are doing or have done. And then all of these, from doing these things, you're accumulating an incredible amount of merit just from doing these, each one of them individually. Then the other one is to kua, means to teach the teachings, right? And that means you're asking all of the Buddhas to give the teachings, and then you're asking them. The next one is to stay a long time, to remain in existence without disappearing into nirvana, away from all us beings, and to give the teachings. and then finally you're sharing all this merit that you've acquired with all beings. You're doing the dedication. The seventh one is dedication. So you have all of these, and then at the end, then you can also offer the mandala, which is the symbolic representation of the universe. You're offering up the entire universe to the Buddhas and their followers.
Mm-hmm. mendra phyde khun zambuli ni manda wa chuda chishin na sel so ba medol so ba kare phyi ora te so chama de ngara jo lo ong de ora zambuli mile che san zambuli dil kare yo na te tumu do wa yesu ora
je
se ya phae me ba de mare nga din de me de che mi de mi de phyre so de maro ngara jo kangal wa de yesu ora zambuli chishin na sel mi re 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 ti nda so so ya phyo shen so na ma bu sa wi ora mo de re ma de san je de chen ju sem ba to to Tunggu mereka dah tahu amarwa. Tangaran jual ye bandar itu kopi zoom sokat tiri tezuk anggaya puna. Dan konsum ganjil dan mereka kebab mampu kalah dia semjeng tu yang sejuk tu. Tengah tu sana macam besar juga orang. Dia tu anda pergi orang mana. Dia macam je siapa kaya juga mana. Ina siapa song samjeng tengok juga orang. Oh, dia macam apa?
So then we're when we. When we make offerings, okay, of the mandala, for instance, it's the symbolic universe. What do you say? Symbolic representation of the universe. We're as members of the planet Earth. It's like we're trying to find the word for it. We call it Jambaling, but in the Tibetan. But I think it just means planet Earth. Then we actually own, you know, we're owners, you know. I mean, you don't have to think, well, no, that belongs to somebody else, and that belongs to somebody. No, as being born in this, on this planet, then we're owners of the whatever is on this earth, and we can offer it up to the Buddhas, the moon, the stars, the sun, and so forth. The whole universe and fill it with any kind of wonderful things and offer it to the Buddhas and their bodhisattvas and their followers, the bodhisattvas, out of a feeling of for so many countless aeons they made effort for my sake and accumulated merit and wisdom to achieve their, you know, their states of perfection, then out of, you know, a sense of appreciation and gratitude, then we can offer it. It's not out of a sense of like, being afraid of them or something like that. You know? It's just like we're doing it out of a sense of gratitude.
Yeah. Beauty and is so on the bus. Lama to conjure and wishing numbers on chassis, she kept so. Can we die you singular to Tada Massin get him the Shangela Maguber Sunday? Dine is a semi by singular, don't I? Singular, you lot some times and gar was singular to sir. And Chinji Maluba Lona Tamsi, you let your singular to sir. Can't chill and Nanga Paja some times in your show singular to sir, stand up some becone. So I done it. Then it does any things you come, be in the same things you come. Show me the work on the show me the work on the com, just some little uncle. And this year, the Riani, Jabeba, which the Chimbangaji chills in the river, what the nation was in a subcavity, and it seems that I'm getting to Sanjay, you go on to be two juice. My children, Jabe and the Sanju, but the Carlum and I'm acting in the nation movie instead. What, Chiora?
No, dear. So then we've arrived at, well, no, then, yeah, then we've arrived at the final of the six aspects of preparation, which is fervently praying for the three purposes, the three great purposes. And we have this one in our prayers on Sunday, where we're reciting, you know, Diana did Inji Kela Yapu Yoda.
Oh, did you do that?
What? I go for refuge to the Lama and the precious three Jews. Please bless my mind. Please bless all sentient beings, my mothers and myself. To put an end to all mistaken states of mind, from not respecting the spiritual teacher to conceiving science and the two kinds of self. Please help to easily produce all non-mistaken states of mind, respecting the spiritual teacher and so forth. Please bless us to quell inner and outer obstacles. Yeah. So then if we say these this is the that has the, you say it three times, and it's the, where you're asking the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to help you get rid of any kind of mistaken states of mind and to produce all non-mistaken states of mind, and then to that means to get rid of any kind of obstacles to basically you're asking for, you know, get rid of any kind of obstacles that get in my way to producing any of the we say the knowledge or the realization that we're about to meditate on. And so then you meditate on whatever topic it might be, the reliance on the spiritual teacher, what we call how to relate on the spirit to the spiritual teacher, and then impermanence and death, or however, whatever topic you're meditating on. Then at the end of that, you use this same dedication that we have to share any kind of merit that you've accumulated. We have the dedication at the bottom here, where you're saying that you're dedicating, just like the great bodhisattvas of the past, Manjushri and Samantabhadra. I'm doing it in the Buddhas of the three times. I dedicate all of this for their sake. Just the way they for the sake of others, just like they did. So then it's important to do dedication, because it's just like any kind of thing. If you said, you're just sort of like appointing the thing that you've done, you've just accumulated an incredible amount of merit, like the seven branches of worship have an incredible amount of merit in them. To perform them from the heart, wholeheartedly. And so then, if you dedicate it, it's sort of like you're indicating what this is for, you know. If it'd be one thing if you just sort of, if you didn't dedicate it, it would just give some effect, and then that would be it for that particular merit that you've dedicated. But if you engage in dedication for the sake of all beings to attain highest enlightenment for their sake, then until you become a Buddha, it will always be there working for you to become a Buddha. And so then if you just let it take effect without dedicating it in that way, then the effect would happen. It would be, it's said to be like a banana tree. I think a banana tree is a better translation. But banana tree is such that, you know, once the bananas are produced, it sort of like dies off, and that's it for the banana tree. And so it's not like that. It'll stay until you become enlightened. Then it's like a wish fulfilling tree, fruit tree, where you're always getting the effects of it, you know. It's like a apple tree that never you know, will, you know, always be producing, right? The idea, if you dedicate it for the sake of the highest enlightenment. So now, after we've done that kind of a practice, then you're going to be meditating on the different topics of the stages of the path to enlightenment, and starts out here with relating to the spiritual teacher. So this means that you're relying on the teacher or the guru, the lama, we say, to give you all the instructions on how to meditate on the different topics of the training your mind. Therefore, it starts out with this idea that it's the root of the path, it's the very basis of the path, is to relate to or rely on the spiritual teacher. And then once you've got that down, then you can meditate, you know, meditate on the different topics, whatever they might be, you know, to, you know, engage in the actual mind training. So then, why do we place so much importance on the spiritual teacher, and the relationship to the spiritual teacher? It's because that it's basically we're thinking from our perspective on their kindness, on their importance to us. It's not really that they're such a great person or something like that. It's the idea is that what is the benefit that, you know, that we're getting from our relating to the spiritual teacher, and so then from the time, so it's really. We're thinking from our perspective, okay, about how the teacher has such, you know, wonderful, is so kind and is so wonderful to us because of what is happening from on our side, okay? And so then, nowadays sort of get confused to thinking, you know, that we're kind of elevating the person of the spiritual teacher. That's not what it is. Okay, it's from our perspective. We then this increases our faith, and what happens is then we can receive the blessings. In this context, means that it's always a confusing translation. That means that then we can receive their help to transform our minds. We have to do the transformation, but that's from receiving their help, then we can better transform our minds. And so that's the idea of the attitude that we have towards the spiritual teacher, and that's the whole purpose. It's the spiritual teacher is so important, okay, in this teaching, and then even more important in the context of the secret mantra teachings. But anyway, the teacher, from our perspective.
Oh,